Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. We had a lot this weekend. We had two episodes of Collision. We had a SmackDown show. And, of course, tonight we've got Monday Night Raw. And we've got NXT Tuesday, Dynamite on Wednesday, SmackDown on Friday. A lot of stuff to get into here today. So we'll talk about that, plus all of the news. And a lot of the news, not so good. We're now at four individuals involved in wrestling who've passed away over the last several days. So we'll tell you about that. We do have some good news, which is the return of Chris Bay to a wrestling ring. First time since his injury in October, he stepped inside a ring. And we'll tell you what happened there. And it was quite the awesome video that was out yesterday. We got an NXT wrestler heading to Josh Barnett's Bloodsport over WrestleMania weekend. And as noted, all of the show reviews from the last couple of days. If you would like to contact us today, we might have some time, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com, as well as F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Cameos, everybody! I got cameos I do for folks. They're a lot of fun, so check them out. F4WOnline on Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. I'll be joined by Mike Sempervivi after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. So, man, it was a rough weekend. We had multiple individuals involved in wrestling all pass away. We had Bill Mercer at 99 years old. Voice of the former world class, he passed away, and had done a lot of things in wrestling and in just broadcasting. He's in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, on-air talent for a Dallas radio station when JFK was assassinated, the first to break the news that Lee Harvey Oswald would be charged with the murder. And also worked for World Class Championship Wrestling and a number of other promotions as well. Passed away at the age of 99. One of the oldest living individuals involved in pro wrestling. Also, artist Graham Michael was an independent wrestler. And he passed away Saturday night at a show or after a show. In Fairborn, Ohio, Extreme Valley Wrestling. Medical emergency during the match. He collapsed, rushed to the hospital, and passed away at the hospital. This would be the second weekend in a row that someone has passed away after wrestling in an independent match. We had the former Julio Estrada, Rico Suave, who was the son of Jose Estrada Jr. of Los Boricuas in the 90s. 54 years old, he passed away, and he had been working for WWC pretty much forever, 20 titles in WWEC during his run there. He had been battling cancer and was scheduled to undergo a heart transplant, so he was in very rough shape, but he passed away. And then today it was announced that, or Dixie Carter announced, that her mother, Janice, passed away. Of course, Janice, if you guys remember in TNA, Abyss had like a barbed wire board or bat or something, and he named it Janice. And the inside joke was it was named after Dixie Carter's mother, Janice. Her and Bob Carter founded Panda Energy, which ended up purchasing TNA and saved them. In 2002, and funded the company and kept it alive until basically 2017 when they sold to Anthem Sports and Entertainment. So obviously condolences to Dixie and everybody else that we've talked about here today. All terrible stories, but rare that you have a show. Oh, Janet was the board with spikes, I guess it was. It has been pointed out to me. But anyway, best wishes to everybody, friends and family of everybody. And sad news. A lot of sad stories.
Yeah, quite the melancholy way to start the show. But when it comes to Bill Mercer, he was the quintessential American sports broadcaster. Was there at the beginning for the Dallas Texans of the AFL, which became the Kansas City Chiefs. He was the Dallas Cowboys' very first radio play-by-play guy. He was a Dallas legend and fixture there. Any broadcaster that ever did any time in Dallas will give their praise, and many have online, give their praise to Bill Mercer. Just an unbelievable guy. And with the help of, I forget his name, Mickey something, whoever the producer was, really helped to revolutionize professional wrestling as seen on television with everything that they did to spice up the world-class production. It was amazing, and it was the forebearer to what WWF and WWE would do later on. When it comes to Artist Artest, that's a really sad story and one that probably could open a bigger conversation down the line about whether or not you should have a wrestling show in this day and age and have an ambulance or have an EMT there, have something. Because a lot of referees I know now are trained, and a lot of wrestlers have EMT training and can give CPR, but not having an ambulance there may have, you know, unfortunately, we don't know whether or not it would have saved this kid's life, but that's a sad situation. And when it comes to Rico Suave, I don't think that there's a WWC you can watch from the 90s where he wouldn't be on there either managing somebody, especially a lot of the Americans that would come down, or in there in the ring. Like you said, 10 tag team title reigns with like 8 or 9 different partners. So he was a fixture down there if you go back and watch old Puerto Rican tapes from the 90s.
Also had a catastrophic injury at a DDT show. Masahiro Takanashi injured his neck. March 20th, Korakuen tournament, diagnosed with cervical vertebra C5 and C6 fracture, cervical spinal cord injury. Surgery was successful. Post-operative course is progressing well. He is currently undergoing treatment in the intensive care unit. We are very sorry we are unable to communicate with those who are concerned about him. DDT said they will make further announcements as soon as the situation becomes clear. Apologize for any concern this may cause to his fans. Ask for your continued warm support. So a cervical injury, which hopefully ends up all right. That does bring us to the actual good news that we had this weekend, which was a Chris Bay benefit show run by Future Stars of Wrestling. And Karrion Kross worked the show, wrestled Hammerstone in the in a match. Ace Austin was there at the show, and a Swerve was there at the show. And Chris Bay was there for his own benefit show. And in fact, he walked down the ramp. He got into the ring. He did a promo thanking the fans and calling Ace Austin into the ring and telling the fans, I am nothing without you. And he's still having difficulties walking. I mean, we can be honest, but If you look at where he was and where he is now, it's quite amazing. And, you know, he just did an interview a couple of days ago, and he talked about how in, I think it was December, so this would have been 3 months ago. 3 months ago, he did that video where he stood up out of the chair and then took some steps. And he talked about how, man, that was so hard and wanted to make sure that I could not make it look terrible. And you know, a lot of work went into standing up and taking a couple of steps. So the fact that 3 months later, he can walk all the way down to the ring, up the stairs, and get through the ropes and get into the ring, I mean, that's very, very incredible.
Wonderful.
It's incredible. Just, so
it's inspirational. It's beautiful. I remember being a kid and one of my favorite wrestlers, Magnum T.A., and got into that accident, and 6 months later at the Baltimore Arena, he comes walking out, and you have that emotional moment where he embraces Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff, and people crying in the crowd. It was incredible. And for Chris Bey not to only be able to walk out there, but to walk up steps and even get in the ring, it's just he's got so much further that he's going to have to go, but the progress that he's made is just incredible, inspirational, and wonderful.
And, I mean, you know, this is several weeks ago, but there was even the video of Lex Luger,
yes,
who was able to finally stand up out of his wheelchair without assistance. He's been doing DDP yoga, and we'll see how much improvement he can have. And, I mean, who knows? But I can tell you this for a lot of different reasons, and that is that, and I'm old, almost 50 now, and a lot has changed in the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I mean, I remember when I was a kid and Christopher Reeves got paralyzed, the guy that played Superman. And as a kid, I was like, man, someday that guy's going to walk again. And he didn't. He passed away. But if you look at, like, nowadays, the stuff that they can do and the stuff that they're working on, I mean, some of the stuff that they're able to do medically in terms of, like, implants in the brain that allow people to start moving their hands again, and stuff they can do for Parkinson's and stuff that they can do for cancer. I mean, so much has changed in 50 years. So we just hope that, you know, these guys are young, and hopefully 5-10 years from now they'll be back living a full life with no restrictions. So anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
Did your arthritis kick in before the show? You seem a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I just did a show with Tom.
Oh.
Well. Guys, let me tell you something now. It's a quick plug for the site. First off, if you're not a subscriber, we have a first-time special. A lot of deals on monthly or annual. And you can go to f4wonline.com/new and sign up today. WrestleMania season's a great time to do so. Or we have $9.99 podcast-only subscription options through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And you can just go to the places by typing in F4WOnline, f4wonline.com/apple. Which offers a free trial, by the way. F4WOnline.com/Spotify or F4WOnline.com/YouTube. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com. They have everything. You get all the podcasts, all of the archives, all of the observers, observer archives. There's plenty of stuff up there. But anyway, you should sign up. It's Mania season. And you can listen to 84 of these podcasts every month if you've got the time. But one you should listen to is Filthy Four Daily that I just finished with Tom. Because on Monday, Tom is the SmackDown reviewer. That's his beat. He reviews SmackDown, you see. And so, he was, reviewing it. And he thought, what would happen if I asked ChatGPT to do a recreation of myself and Brian reviewing SmackDown. And ChatGPT churned out a script. A script of Tom and I reviewing SmackDown on the radio show. So what we did is we did our usual review. And then we restarted the show with the music. And we did a dramatic reading of AI script of Tom and I reviewing SmackDown. It is atrocious. Embarrassing. Like, I swear to God, I've been doing this show for a long time. And, you know, maybe you guys... I have a feeling that some of you will, like, listen to this and go, eh, not that bad. But, like... For me, reading myself, like an AI script of me, I was so embarrassed. Like, I don't know how if you watch the video, I'm not beat red reading these stupid lines. It's just like, God, and the irony of a scripted review of a show with scripted promos. Like, I'm not quite sure what was more embarrassing. My reading of myself reviewing SmackDown created by AI... Or the actual Tiffany Stratton script that she had to read going up against Charlotte, who was doing everything in her power to sink her. Oh, my God. But anyway, if you want to hear it, today's Filthy Four Daily with myself and Tom Lawler. Not one to miss.
He must have been really excited about that concept because I would have.
I was more excited than him until we started. And then, like, you know, like, I once was kind of an actor, you know. I had a period where I did, like, a bunch of student films and commercials. And
you were a period.
And such. And you know, so I started reading it, and I was like, should I try to actually act this out? Or should I make it clear this is a dramatic reading? Part of me, like, wanted to be, like, a good actor. But then the other part of me was like, I'm just too embarrassed. Like, I gotta, you know, it's just, oh, my God, it was horrible.
Okay, well, in that case... Who would you actually get to play yourself suffering through all of this stuff?
It would have to be someone very handsome.
Ah.
That's all I care about, really. But anyway, check it out on the Filthy Four show. It's just like, golly, it's something else. Maybe I'll put the whole... Actually, what I might do is, if you're one of my subscribers on X, I like to plug my X subscriptions. I'm going to put up some pictures yesterday of when we went to Granny's old folks home for our weekly dinner there. That was something else. And I'll also put up the script itself. If you're an X subscriber, I'll send you the actual script. If by chance you want to follow along. Hideous. So anyway, Raw apparently starts in an hour. Somebody asked if that's why we did the Tom show early. Now, the Tom show needs to be done either before Observer Live or he needs to be a part of Observer Live. We can't do it in the afternoon anymore. The timing just doesn't work. But no, that's not why. But yes, Raw
declines as the day goes on.
Raw will be starting in an hour, or actually in a half hour. Right when this show ends, Raw starts.
Were they Ireland or Scotland?
I don't know, but I'm irritated because the last time they were, like last week when they went out of the country and Netflix aired the show live, we had to sit through commercials. They changed the way it works on Netflix. Normally, when you watch on delay, they cut out the commercials. They didn't do that. And not only did they not cut out the commercials, but if you watch it on an iPad, you can't skip the commercials either. So I normally watch on an iPad because, number one, for convenience, and number two, I find it to have a better picture quality than my computer or TV because of the slightly smaller screen. It looks very nice. But I was forced to not watch it on my iPad. I had to watch it either on the television or on the computer, like I'm a 600-year-old man, so I could skip through these stupid commercials. So I think we're going to have to suffer through it again this week because, and I think the reason that they did it is because, most of us are normal and we're not watching the show live. We're going to watch it when we normally watch it at night. And since I think the vast majority of people doing so would, they not watch the commercials, they're forcing the commercials in. So once it goes back to its normal time slot, I'll bet you anything they go back to the way they were doing it before. And, lasting, I'm not mad at you. Okay? I'm not mad at you.
Or upset.
But I feel like I have to explain this every day. When I rant about issues that I have, whether it's AEW, WWE, Raw, SmackDown, when I rant about that here on the show, I realize that we live in a society where everyone's all about themselves, okay? But I'm not looking for a solution for me. I'm angry about how it also affects everybody. So the first thing that people always say is get a VPN. That solves the problem for me, but not for anybody else. So I'm always looking for a solution that will apply to everybody. Every week, like last week, I had to sit through these stupid commercials and I was irritated. And I was like, is this happening to everybody or just me? And I start getting bombarded with, Brian, there are sites on the internet where you can watch it without commercials. Brian, here's a link to a site that you can, Brian, get a, I know there are solutions for just me, but like if everybody has to suffer, I want to figure out a way. Okay, well, what can everybody do? Everybody's not going to go pay $10 a month for a VPN. Okay. If there's an easy way to help everybody, that's what I'd like. Yeah. I realize if I watch the show on Max, I don't have to worry about YouTube TV cutting off the end of the show because they always have an overrun. But you know what? The bigger issue is you always have an overrun and a lot of people can't watch the end of your show. That's the problem, not me. You realize that once... Every week when they do an overrun, they lose viewers. Do you realize this? Every week. Happened again last week. They did an overrun on Dynamite and they lost viewers. It's virtually impossible to lose viewers in an overrun. They do it every single week. Okay? Part of that is they do an overrun and they don't alert YouTube TV and those people don't get to watch the end. I don't have to worry about it anymore because I watch on Max and so I see the whole show. But for everybody that doesn't have Max, the problem is still there. And I'm trying to help everybody here. I'm trying to help AEW not lose viewers in the overrun. I'm trying to help viewers get to see the end of the show. I'm trying to help everybody here. But instead, you know, you can watch it on whatever. I know I can. I'm trying to be helpful. You understand? I'm trying to be helpful.
Paying for the ad-free.
Ad-free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Paying out the buttholio here. I still have to watch these commercials.
So you didn't get to see that sweet segment backstage with the Creeds and Ivy Nile where they were showing off their gear before they came to the ring?
I didn't see that. I didn't need to. I just saw them when they came out.
Man. Another reason to watch this show live now, which makes me incredibly happy because I don't get commercials. I don't get all that nonsense, just the backstage stuff that they do and the WWE commercials, and that's it. But man, I love these shows taking place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. God, I love this. All wrestling shows should now be in the afternoon at all times, at least on the East Coast time.
Mm. And then there's the other one. This guy goes, I had a 4K plan. I watched it late at night. No commercials. What's wrong with your account, Brian? Well, you see, as the week goes on, it's like the thing with the overrun with the YouTube TV. It's like the one I kept hearing was, I have YouTube TV. I watched it the next day and I got the overrun. Yeah, you watch it the next day, geek. I'm trying to watch it the night of so I can do the show with Dave. Yeah, if I watched it the next day, it would be added as well. But that's the next day. I don't want to watch it the next day. I can't watch it the next day.
No.
I got to watch it the day of. Which, by the way,
what?
By the way, how does it help if YouTube TV fixes it the next day? When your main viewership, like your Nielsen deal, is that period. The plus one is something different.
Doesn't.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Huh.
Better?
Back on the show. Well, what do we have coming up? Let's do that first, and we'll talk about this weekend. Raw tonight, well, in about 20 minutes. We have got Lyra versus Raquel for the Women's Intercontinental title.
Might be in Ireland then.
We got Braun Breaker versus Penta for the Intercontinental title. Yes. We have Dragon Lee versus Chad Gable. CM Punk appears. Apparently he'll be appearing Wednesday on Stephanie's new podcast as well. I guess he's the first guest. And Jey Uso and a mystery partner against Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. And Cody and John Cena will both appear on the show.
Glasgow. Yes. Scotland. Yes.
And then we've got NXT show tomorrow. Stephanie and Jada for the NXT women's title is the opener. We've also got Stephanie defending against Fallon for the North American title later in the show, the main event. And Lexus King defends the Heritage Cup against Javon. And then for Dynamite, we actually have a ton for Dynamite. It was funny. The Sunday night, they did Saturday and Sunday slam dunk collision. And at the end of the Sunday show, it was like 2019 AEW. They gave Tony Schiavone 7 segments to read. In it was like the JFK assassination with Bill Mercer. 4.6 seconds. You got to have the entire thing read. And man, this guy, I mean, he is blitzing through these matches. And they literally, boom, are off the air. But anyway, we've got Kenny Omega versus Blake Christian.
What?
You heard me. Kenny Omega versus Blake Christian.
Isn't that like a match they signed for like GCW over spring break? That's what that sounds like. That is, well, that'll be pretty cool.
We have Kyle Fletcher versus Brody King.
Damn.
We have Mark Briscoe versus Takeshita.
What is going on?
I'm not making these up, dude. Like, they sound like good matches, but it's like, okay.
Is this the banger edition? Did I miss a title that they added to this show? Like, holy Moses.
We got Hobbs versus Mark Davis.
Well, it's a big man on Wednesday night sort of deal.
We have Tony Storm and Thunder Rosa versus Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. FTR to a sit-down interview. And MJF responds to MVP's offer to join the Hurt Syndicate.
Do you think Dax and Cash will bring up their family during that promo?
I mean, it's possible. It's just funny looking at this because in every single one of those top four matches, it's like they're going to be real good matches, but why are they happening? Aside from, these will be good matches this week.
Well, you see, Brian, the guy that runs the company is a madman, from what I've been told on this show. Maybe it was a
no. This is different.
Thing. Oh, okay. Different. I'm sorry.
This is just like he decided this week he was going to do Battle Bowl, the singles version.
Well, which pisses me off in a way because obviously, being a huge Mark Briscoe fan, This is going to be another match that he probably loses, but at least I guess I get to see Mark Briscoe on TV against Takeshita, and I'm not going to be too upset about that.
And then this coming Friday on SmackDown, LA Knight, Braun Strowman for the U.S. title, and the Street Profits versus Pretty Deadly for the tag team titles. So there you go. Title heavy.
Still there.
Title heavy. All right, so a couple of notes from the weekend shows. SmackDown, well, you know, how much do I really need to talk about this show? The only things of note that, you know, you can get the whole review with Tom twice, actually. Tiffany and Charlotte face-to-face was freaking terrible. Absolutely terrible. I have no desire to see this match. I have no desire to see these two interact again. It's just like, it was bad, dude.
I think Charlotte Flair has become the person that Randy Orton is to a lot of folks, where, man, Charlotte Flair...
In what way? She's
really good, and she puts on really good matches in big situations, and she's a star and all that. But I just don't want to see her kind of interact with anybody, because there is such a margin there where if it's not Bianca or Rhea, it may not be very good, and she may not be very interested. And coming off of B-Fab and now with Tiffany, this ain't going to work. It doesn't feel like it's working. I could be dead wrong about the whole thing, but I just see Charlotte Flair in this era of women who are coming up, especially from NXT, and I don't know. I'm just not that interested in her as a character. And I know that's the same way that a lot of people are with like somebody like a Randy Orton.
Here's why I say that that's a preposterous comparison.
Go ahead.
Well, the big difference is that Randy Orton is beloved.
I'm not saying it's a one-to-one. Wait a second. He's not beloved by... I love him. He's not beloved by a lot of people. He's beloved by a lot of workers. No, he's not. A lot of people think he's still boring and sucks. I swear to God, that's been the knock against Orton for years.
Far more people hate Charlotte than Randy. And the other big difference is Randy is old, and he's rich, and he doesn't care. Like, he's going to go out there, and he's going to have fun. And if you asked him...
The original Okada.
If you asked him... Like, I'll give you a good example. That match with Carmelo Hayes. I mean, made the guy look great. He beat him, but he made him look great, did his thing, you know? Gave him plenty, and whatever. And if they would have asked him, hey, go out there and put over Carmelo, he'd have done it, wouldn't care.
You're doing a one-to-one here. You're doing.
But Charlotte, on the other hand, it seems exceedingly concerned about her spot, doesn't want to give it up, doesn't want to give anybody anything. I mean, I've been more defensive of Charlotte than a lot of people, but the last 2 weeks, brother, that match she had with B-Fab, that match, man, she let her sink. B-Fab jumped overboard from the Titanic, and Charlotte kept the life jacket. And then it was the exact same thing verbally with Tiffany. Tiffany was like, she's green, she's not very good at talking, and Charlotte ran her over. And 2 weeks now. So, no, I do not see a big... I don't.
No, look, I'm just saying in the fact that I could... really take her or leave her. If you told me who would you want to see back from injury first, Asuka or Charlotte Flair, it would be Asuka. And I look at the Stephanie Vacares and Julia's and Roxanne Perez's and Fallon Henley's and these other people who are on the Jada Parker who are on the way up. And I just, again, it's not that I don't care, but compared to a lot of people, I just don't care about Charlotte Flair, the character.
We also had numerous upsets, which you wouldn't know if you listen to ChatGPT. Hey, you know you're going to learn if you listen to me and Tom do our dramatic reading of SmackDown as written by ChatGPT.
What's that?
These robots aren't taking over anytime soon. They aren't that smart. I mean, it's abundantly clear. So we had two upsets. Piper beat Zelina. And Liv Morgan beat Jade. And honestly, in both cases, I was surprised, but I had no problem with it. Because we have a month until WrestleMania. Zelina doesn't need to earn her title shot with 4 weeks left. She can have to go through Alba, have to go through Piper again, work her way up the ladder, that's fine. And with Jade and Liv, it's like Liv isn't some nerd on the roster. She's one half of the tag team champions, unless you listen to ChatGPT, I might add. But she's one half of the tag team champions. And, you know, Jade, no one thought Jade was losing to Liv. Nobody thinks Jade is losing to Naomi. And so what they did is she lost to Liv and she got beat up by Naomi. And so they're trying to at least put some doubt. They're giving her a mountain to climb, which I guess is twice I've used that term on this show. But I had no problem with it. And it was only the third pinfall in her entire career. Third.
And if it's going to happen, have it be to somebody like Liv Morgan, who, you know, we're starting to wonder, okay, what is going to be the next plan for her after all of this stuff? You know, can she continue to ascend as far as her popularity and all that goes? So, yeah, her getting a victory, that's actually a good thing.
And then the other notable thing was this main event segment. Holy smokes. My God. There was nothing... I shouldn't say there was nothing wrong with it, because everything was wrong with it. But on paper, there was nothing wrong with it. Roman, Seth, and Punk came out. They had a verbal battle. They got into a fight. They announced a three-way for Mania. Okay, that's what happened on paper. But, like, the thing was, this was a great crowd, but they got tired after the second hour. And the reaction to these three in the main event segment made it seem like, here's three lost souls who have no path to WrestleMania. So let's put them in a three-way together. That's what this felt like. But it's Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk. They're three of the biggest stars in the company. Like, this should feel like a major big league match. And it just feels like something for three guys to do on the big show of the year. The fans weren't into it like it was a big thing. The brawl was just there. Like, we see brawls every week. Tiffany and Charlotte had a 10 times better brawl than this on last week's show. It was just there. And when it was over, I was like, man, I hope they got a plan. Like, they got to do something with Paul and Punk where you're wondering if Paul's going to turn on Roman, or they got to do something. Number one contenders match, winner gets whatever, something. Because it just felt like nothing. It just felt like nothing out there.
Well, they've been doing this for so long, too, and they've been tied into each other for so long, and we've seen all of these brawls, and we just saw Punk and Rollins have an incredible brawl, and Reigns then returning and stomping Rollins and all that sort of stuff. So, we've had a lot of emotion that's been dragged out of the fans anyway in the lead up to everything that's going on at Mania. So they are going to have to kind of throw some sort of curveball in there, and you're right, it's probably going to come from Paul Heyman just because of his relationship with CM Punk.
And a couple of notes on the collision at night one and night two. I would say that the only thing, like if you have to watch something but don't have time to watch two shows, watch the main event of the second show. It's only the whole match is only like 9 minutes, and a bunch of that is during a break. But like the last 6 minutes of Beast Mortos and Dralistico versus Hologram and Commander. This is like, this would be one of the best things you'd see in Arena Mexico. I mean, it is just four guys doing 6 straight minutes of awesome lucha high spots leading to a finish. I mean, I was watching this show, and before that last commercial break, I was like, this was a waste of my time. Like, it's okay, but, like, there's nothing special about it. The crowd is absolutely exhausted. They're 4 hours into a taping in a blizzard. But the last 6 minutes of this show were absolutely incredible. So that is what I would watch if you only have a few moments. If you have more than a few moments, you can watch...
If you only have a few moments, watch Harley Graham's interview.
No, that was not as good as the last 6 minutes of that main event.
Dress is something.
The Mark Briscoe, Hobbs, and Rocky versus Takeshita, Lance Archer, and Brian Cage.
That was good.
The last 6 minutes of that was awesome. And, yeah, otherwise it was just like, you know, it was an easy hour the first night. A little harder the second night to lay in. But it was fine. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Raw is about to start.
Woo!
Yes! You gonna watch it live?
Of course.
I'm not. I'm gonna go eat lunch.
Oh, are you kidding me? You got dinner coming up here as soon as the thing.
Dinner?
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
I haven't eaten anything since 5 o'clock yesterday. Can you believe that?
5 o'clock?
Yeah. 5 o'clock yesterday.
Well, it is a time that usually you would eat at an old folks' home. Sounds right.
It is. They eat early. And it's only open for an hour and a half. Like, they serve food between 4:30 and 6, and then you're out of luck, brother. You're out of luck. I get in early.
Do you sneaker, if that happens, can you sneaker some Wendy's?
You don't sneak anything. It's an apartment. Well, I could bring her whatever I wanted. I could bring her a pig.
Wendy's, though?
I don't know if they allow that in there, actually. But anyway, hey, listen, we got a lot of shows, past and future. So last night, I did a Brian and Vinny show talking SmackDown and Collision. Then I did a show with Dave talking all of the news. I've already done a Filthy Tom show this morning. I just did this show. And then I got Observer Radio again with Dave tonight talking Raw and all of the news. So that's 5 shows in 36 hours. So for those of you wondering if you should sign up, yeah, absolutely, you should. You will get your money's worth. So sign up, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or the main site, F4WOnline.com. You can use F4WOnline.com/new to get a first-time subscriber discount. But a lot of shows coming up. We'll be back tomorrow here, and we'll talk Raw and all of the news. And also a Brian and Vinny show tomorrow. It would be Mid-South Wrestling I'm pretty sure season 6, episode 18. I'll find out for sure later on, but and follow along with us. Watch some old school wrestling, everybody. We're out of here. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.